الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا. As with Surah Yasin, each one of us should ask ourselves the virtues of Surah Tabarak Alladhi, Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Waqia, so great, but are we reading them? And not that they are in my ma'mulat, but am I reading them? And am I reading them every night or not? And actually we should be only reading it for the pleasure of Allah, but ulama have written even for these benefits or worldly benefits which are mentioned. It is also jais. But much more superior is to read it only for the pleasure of Allah. So we should consider that Qari Amir Hassan Sahib, Damat Barakatum of Hardoi, once at the minbar he was sitting and speaking. So he says, this is what is Islah, that we are reading our Yasin every day. We are reading our Subat, Surah Tabarak Alladhi. And that is in our hands. Many of us feel we're not progressing, then why aren't we doing it? It's up to us to do it, and we should do it every night. So may Allah give us tawfiq. The virtues are so great. May Allah give us the tawfiq to be regular on these ma'mulat, inshallah. One very important aspect which needed much more detailed discussion is to bring sunnats into our lives. This is a very, very important aspect, and many mashayikh have laid great stress on the sunnat lifestyle. In fact, as we had mentioned, that the sunnat du'as of the various occasions, from the time we get up, we go to the toilet, wuzu time, all, every step practically. So if a person just does that, he will be in zikran kathira. He will be in Allah's zikr in great abundance. And one of the great benefits of that which we mentioned, that when Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali passed away, and a very huge crowd was for his janazah naturally, and his janazah wasn't moving fast, it was going, everyone wanted to have a hand at the janazah. Then one Allah gave him kashf, and he saw, and he told the people, please take the Maulana's janazah quickly, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is waiting for him. And he said this was because he was very particular of reading the du'as of the various occasions. All the other, what great merits of Maulana, what great work he did. But just this year, that the du'as of the various occasions. In that also, we should see how, unfortunately, negligent we are. As I have mentioned, that even our eating du'as, even Bismillah, if we take stock today when we go and sit down and eat, then just try and consider that, do I read my Bismillah? Is anyone else reading? And in fact, we are encouraged that Bismillah should be read a little loudly so that all get reminded. The dua in between eating. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukru. Allah loves that banda who makes shukr when he eats a morsel. How many of us are reading that dua? After eating, how many places Allah gave us tawfiq through our shaykh that we give dua, they should our own dua to read, that Allah gave us food. And then if we are eating at a guest, dua for the at a host, dua for the host also. How many places the people say that big people came here, nobody gave no dua, and they get shocked that this dua is being given, and it's a sunnah thing. But how many of us, who of us gives the du'as? And these du'as have had such great effects, people's lives changed just on these du'as. So, but ask ourselves, when we go and sleep, do we read the du'as? When we wear clothes, as we have to read Bismillah when we eat, when we wear clothes, there is a du'a. Are we reading that du'a? Do we know that du'a? Do we take the trouble of finding out? So all this, that is only the du'as. And sunnat is in everything. And a person who acts on sunnat, his darja will be so high. He'll get the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love, Allah declares in the Quran Sharif, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you announce and say to the people, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. that if you have you want the love of Allah, or you have the love of Allah, how to express that love. And this was also supposed to be a subject of a few days on the love of Allah, the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, anyway, Allah Ta'ala says, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, that the Khanqah, the real Khanqah, is a place jahan piyaso ko pani milta hai. The thirsty people get their water to drink. Those who have got a thirst for the love of Allah. In the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that famous instance of that one ordinary person, shepherd, he was sitting and he had great love for Allah. And he was saying to himself, thinking aloud, Ya Allah, if I knew where you are, I would have come, I would have cut your nails for you. That I have got 40 sheep, goats to look after, and I get so tired. You look after the whole world. That how busy you must be. I'm sure you don't get time to cut your nails. I should make your khidmat. I should put oil in your hair. I should comb your hair. I should press your body. You get so tired. Then Musa alayhi salam, Jalali Nabi like him, he heard it. So he reprimanded and scolded him. That how can you say this? Allah is not like a human being. Laysa kamithlihi shay. He is not like us. He doesn't have nails that grow and body that gets tired. Allah sent wahi to Musa alayhi salam. Oh Musa, this person has got great love for me. Show him how to express that love. Don't scold and reprimand him. He has got great love. So to have love and then to express that love in the correct way, that also has to be learned. One person who you kept lot of pets, animals, dogs, horses, all types of animals, and when he used to come home, then a dog shows its love. After that, it jumps on the master, lifts its legs and jumps on the master. So the donkey thought he learned from here how to make love. Our Shaykh's one very beautiful poem, Kis tarah karte hai faryad, sikha do mujhe qaide, e asiran qafas, main no giriftaro mein se ho. That when a person wants to learn the love of Allah, kis tarah se karte hai faryad, how do we show our love? How do we express our love to Allah Ta'ala? Kis tarah se karte hai faryad, sikha do mujhe kaida, show me how to do it. I don't know. E asiran qafas, those who are already in the cage from before, those who are caught in the love of Allah from before, they know. You teach me. I'm still no giriftaro mein se ho. I don't know still. You teach me. So a person has to learn how to make love to Allah Ta'ala. So the donkey saw this and he decided also to make love how the dog makes love. And there are many of us also, we see some other people who are close like to buzurgs, then we also want to just become close. We are not close, we don't know them, but we see how they, if we are close, without finding out, without having that close relationship, we also want to start, we become more. If a person who you're not familiar with, a familiar person, whatever he says, you excuse many things of his. But a person who's not so close and he tries and act like that, it looks very stupid also. And that person, he loses all his value. Like some buzur come, we don't know him, and we pretend and act with him and talk to him as though we know him very well, and become very like familiar. That's not the way we have to learn. So the donkey, he saw the dog how, and he jumped on the master, and he killed the master. He knocked him down. So we have to learn how to make muhabbat. So Allah has taught us that if we want the muhabbat of Allah, we want to express that muhabbat if we have got it. So Hazrat Shaykh, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that the Khanqa is a place jahan piyaso ko pani milta hai aur bin piyaso ko piyas milti hai. And those who haven't got thirst, they get thirst. Those who haven't, they don't know there is something like the love of Allah. And without exaggeration about myself, I can say clearly, and perhaps all of us, we didn't know there was a thing like the love of Allah. Allah reward our Shaykh, Damat Barakatum, and make his stages very, very high. How Hadrat went and explained in detail that the love of Allah is something, and it's our first faraz to have your love for your muhsin haqiqi. Now the real, your muhsin was shown every and any favor which you have got is only, and there are billions of favors of Allah which we don't know. They are, Allah has planned already in the future what we're going to need. Allah has made them. We don't even know that necessities of ours at this time. Allah has made all that already. So what and how Allah has saved us in the past of what were things which we don't know. We hardly got the least inkling of those things. Allah has saved us. What favors of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is our real muhsin. And not to have love for Allah. If a person who shows every favor to you. Now for example, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What favors of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It comes in a hadith at Qudsi. Lawlaka lama khalaqatul khalq. Had it not been for you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I should have not created the creation. Our creation is in the sadqa of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This masjid, this Ramzan, this i'tikaf, Ramzan, Quran Sharif. What our taraweeh, our nafil, what enjoyments, dini, dunyawi, what. They are all in the sadqa of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we can't even say one time, Jazakallah to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was making tawaf, he caught the hands of a tabi and he told him, let me teach you how to read durood sharif. And what is our durood? Allah ta'ala's durood is that Allah is making Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position higher all the time. The sahaba, the malaika's durood, their durood is that they are singing praises on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now what is Allah commanded us to read durood? What is our durood? We have to say Jazakallah. But many times you write a letter of thanks to somebody or you go in the vote of thanks, how many times people blunder and they say stupid things. They say things that was not where you want to thank somebody, you insult the person in fact. You don't know how. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's position, where were we ever? We hardly know the favors till now of all Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's favors. Where are we going to thank him? So we have to thank Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have to praise Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where are we going to praise? Like a crow wants to praise a nightingale. Where a crow, its voice, what is its voice? Where is it going to praise a nightingale? A crow is a crow. We hardly crows in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we had to make dua. We are not fit to make dua also. So Allah Arhamur Rahimeen. Allah Ta'ala gave us the command of reading Durood Sharif. Allah taught us. And through all the various sighas, that is Allahumma Salli. Salli includes all these things and more also. When we are reading Durood, we are saying Jazakallah also. We are praising Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also. And at the same time, we are making dua for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but we didn't know how to do it. Allah taught us. In the words of Durood Sharif, all the various Duroods, we are doing all this. And then again, Allahu Akbar. After having taught us, Allah said still, you not fit to say directly Durood to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. You send salam. So what should we be saying? Usalli wa usallim ala Rasulillah. That I'm sending salat and I'm sending salam. Allah said, you're not fit. Allahumma salli. Oh Allah, you send for us. That we are not fit. Allah gave us the command. It is like, I tell Ma'az Zubair, go and bring that kitab. And he tells me, you go and bring the kitab. We Allah told us to send durood. We are telling Allah, you send durood. Because we're not fit at all. That we are not at all in any way fit. And Allah, when He's going to send durood, and Allahu Akbar, Allah will send the durood. But the whole credit will come to us. And not only to us, Allah sends 10 duroods on us. When we send one time durood sharif, Allah, our durood. Once when there were droughts in Baghdad, and one person who, villager on a farm living in a jungle at a 6 months travel distance from Baghdad, he heard droughts in Baghdad. Our king Harun al-Rashid must be suffering. So he filled water in 2 earthen pots, matkas, and he came 6 months journey. What will be the condition of that water? It's not circulating, it's just in there, dirty, filthy, stagnant. He brought it to the king. But the king was a king. His heart was big. He understood. He didn't look at the water. He looked at the sentimental feeling, what this person thought. and he made him stay in the guest house of the king, royal guest house. Then when he sent him away, when he was leaving, gave him royal gifts, and he told the minister to see him off. Mushayyad, to go with your guest to see him off, is also sunnat. And he told him, take him past the Euphrates and the Tigris, the two famous rivers of Jannat which are in Baghdad. Just let him pass and see what water, then he'll realize what water he brought for us. So when we send durood, our durood is like that water in the matka. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how big is he, that he replies to our salam. Every durood we send, malaika convey it. And in the haram itself, directly it is. Juma's durood goes directly to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without the intermediary of the farishta. When the farishtas take the durood, they say, this the son of so and so, he has sent durood. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us jawab. What an honor for us. So what is our durood? So we, when we sit and read durood, we should read with great affection, with love, not to finish numbers. We can have our numbers, but the idea must not to finish, but with love and in abundance and with great affection. That is how we should read durood sharif. Durood sharif, though we must read while walking, while driving, traveling, etc. But take out time that we sit down. And how we sit in attahiyat, sit like that and read durood. Read 100 times, make 50, 25, 10, start with 10, like that. Take out time for that, and 10 duroods won't take us long. And what great fazilat days of, which we discussed in one Jummah to quite a length. So durood sharif, istighfar that we make, we should do it and keep in front of us what we are. We are not created to remember our gunas. But whenever a little bit pride comes into us, little shaitan puts, this Ramzan you made lot ibadat, you spend your Ramzan properly, you made lot tilawat, then think of your gunas at that time. Otherwise, we are to remember Allah, not to remember our guna. Once we have made sincere tawbah, istighfar of a guna, finish, forget it. But human, we cannot forget, but put it one side. But when that little bit feeling, somebody is praising us, then don't listen to his praises more. Think what I did. And I don't know if it is forgiven. Fully, while looking at Allah's great karam, we got full hope, yaqeen that Allah has forgiven us. But looking at ourselves, Allah didn't send a receipt to us that these gunas of yours are forgiven. So we don't know. So whenever a little bit somebody praises you, think what I am. And our history is enough to prove. So no pride must ever come into a person. So istighfar, tawbah. Istighfar is for the gunas of the past. Tawbah is the determination not to commit them again. Many of us, unfortunately, vast majority, Ramzan, lot of ibadat, but no idea to change our lives. So that is no tawbah. Yes, we'll get the sawab for we make istighfar in Ramzan also, for the past gunas, but we haven't got a beard, we haven't got proper full sunnah beard, no niyat still to keep the beard also. We haven't got Islamic dress, we'll see that person making lot ibadat also, and he's got no niyat of bringing sunnah dress, which is so important. All these things. So istighfar for the past, tawbah for the future that we determined. And even if we know that by nature I'm such, I'm going to commit the guna, but at that time have the determination, I'm not going to commit it. That is enough. Then tawbah is complete. And the minute a person has made his tawbah complete, Allah makes maaf. For example, the beard. If we make tawbah, and the beard is not going to grow immediately, we made tawbah and immediately the whole beard, but that guna is off. If we die now, we don't die with the guna. And now when we make namaz, we are not making namaz with the guna of not having a beard. And our qaza namazes, make tawbah, and now start performing them. Not just istighfar, ya Allah, make me maaf all my namazes I missed. But now we have to start keeping making those namazes. Rozas, if we have missed. Many, especially ladies, their monthly Ramzan rozas, which they must. Almost very great percentage procrastination, we'll keep. The year passes, yet 3-5 years rozas have they haven't kept them, and these rozas are just accumulating. How can a person have a good clear relationship with Allah with all these gunas there? It's like you have sent your application form for something, but you have scratched out here, big ink marks here, curry marks here. That person, how he looks at that? Our gunas, we have spoiled our whole record. Clear it, put it, clear it, and it won't be cleared like with tapex or something. When Allah will clear it, there will be no sign of that. So make istighfar, really feeling remorseful of our past, and real istighfar is not only on guna, that is there. It is on our good deeds also. That even our namaz, the dua we are taught, the sunnah dua to read at the end of namaz, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, that I've done a great wrong to me. So for Ramzan, our rozas, who can say we kept our rozas perfectly? Ask Allah for muafi. Where there is no question, a person who's got little reality, never can pride come into him. That my rozas, my tikaf, my rozas, my tilawat, everything, I'm so weak. So istighfar with that, istihzar, may iqrari mujrim hu. I'm that sinner that I admit of guilt. I admit my fault. Jiske paas koi uzar bhi nahi hai. No alibi that I did it, because many of us, our sheikh becomes very angry with those people that when they do something wrong, then they come in, we give an excuse. The real, how Hazrat explains, Maha Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali has given this example. A king told one of his wazirs, ministers, jump in the water with your clothes and don't get wet. He didn't say you mad or something, you go mad hospital, you have yourself checked up, you are going to do a test of your head. He jumped in. He told him, come out now. When he came out, he said, I told you clothes mustn't get wet. He said, maaf huzur. He didn't say your head is right. But we, everything, we put an excuse from our side. This, because of this I did that. I thought like this. I thought it will be better. This humility must come to that stage. No excuse from our side. Until we can't do it, and with the Shaykh is a training field, we won't be able to do it with Allah Ta'ala. Then by Allah also we'll put excuses always. And Allah dislikes that. And a person, Ya Allah, I got no excuse. I am wrong. Totally, it's my fault. I'm wrong, and I got no excuse. Nothing, that because of this, I was under tension, I was under pressure, I thought like this, I thought I will do it like that. Nothing like that. I am wrong. And not only in what our wrong also we don't want to admit. In fact, in our right also we must admit. Allah loves that banda who makes ibadat, who tries his utmost and say, Ya Allah, I couldn't fulfill your rights. And nobody can fulfill, and those who feel I can fulfill the rights of Allah, Allah looks at that person, hasn't got value in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So tawbah, istighfar with that. So anyway, the sunnats that we should try and bring sunnats into our whole life, everywhere. As I say, wearing clothes. For wearing new clothes each day now, many people will be wearing new clothes. There is a dua for that. For the normal clothes which we wear, then we dua for that. Drinking on food, we don't make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Drinking water, who of us makes shukr? And each gulp, forget gulp, one drop of water, what a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. But we don't read the duas, we don't think of Allah Ta'ala. So sunnats we must bring. This will bring the love of Allah Ta'ala. The love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says that if you want that love, or you have got that love, but you don't know how to show that love, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow in the ways of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A true ashik of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a true lover of Allah, is gauged in Sharia by ittiba'i sunnat. How much sunnat that person follows. And sunnat, not the zahir. Many of us, we get bluffed, which is a great thing. We must make shukr. Allah gave us kurta, gave us beard, topi, is a great thing. But many of us get bluffed with this. Like, for example, don't think of anyone but an alim, a maulana, maulsab. He's got a title of maulsab. He gets bluffed with the title that I'm a pious person. How many such maulsabs don't make their namaz also? They don't make with jamaat also. But just because I'm a maulsab, so I think that I'm all right, I'm a pious person. I'm a haji sab, so I'm a pious person. And on top of it, if haji sab got a beard, but he's not going for namaz also. He's not even dressing according, but just that title. So this clothes bluff many of us. that I've got this, and everyone thinks the person, kurta, topi, beard, he's a neck, pious, a burqa woman, she's a pious lady. But inside, what are we? That many of us, our namazes are still not in order. Faraz namazes, forget not what jamaat, completely gone, qaza, one after the other. But just because of this dress, everyone must think of us as pious, and we get bluffed also that they thinking of us pious, and because of the kurta, we think we are all right. But are we all right? We are far from being all right. So we mustn't get bluffed with these things. So this is, make shukr to Allah for this dress. But the sunnah, for example, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told one sahabi that if you can, when you go to sleep at night, have your heart cleaned of everyone. Have no malice, no bad thoughts, no ghibat thoughts, no malicious thoughts about anyone. If you can, do it. This is my sunnah. That is a sunnah. That is a hard sunnah. Today we harboring ill feelings with our wives. They sleeping right next to us. And we got bad feelings for them. Close family members, and we got bad feelings. What about all the other people? And we are happy that I went to any talk of sunnah, I am following sunnah. And other people, Allah make it, they also can follow sunnah. But we are still billions of miles away from sunnah. So make shukr where Allah has brought us. But let us realize, I still have to go very, very far. And the value of sunnah, it comes in the hadith, man ahya sunnati. And what is it to make a sunnah alive? Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali has written, "Ey man amila biha." So easy. Who makes amal on it? Once you made amal on a sunnat, then you have made that sunnat alive. It does not mean that a person who makes that sunnat alive in the whole world and makes the whole world practice on that sunnat. You made amal on it. You made the sunnat alive. فَلَهُ بِهَا أَجْرُ مِئَةِ شَهِيدٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ 100 shaheed sawab. One shaheed sawab is not small. If one person becomes a shaheed in our town, our family, it's an honor for us. This person became shaheed. Yeah, 100 shaheeds. And after getting 100 shaheed sawab, you're not dead also. You're still alive. That shaheed, one shaheed, and he died. But you 100 shaheed sawab, and you're still alive. Make amal on another sunnah, another 100 shaheed sawab. Make amal on another. We cannot imagine really if we make amal on sunnats on the day of Qiyamah, every sunnat, 100 shaheed sawab. What will be the position of this person? But sunnat, unfortunately, we don't have that value. How many of us outwardly also, we follow the ways of the non-believers. Otherwise, outwardly we have got sunnat, but the heart is still dirty. The heart is still not only the enemies of Islam, the enemies of Allah. We got hearts like that. That it comes in the hadith, the tongues is like Arab tongues, and the hearts are like the enemies, wolves' hearts we have got. That we talk so sweet, but our heart, we still got so much of filth and dirt. So one sunnat reward is so great. Another sunnat which comes in Tirmizi Sharif, Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to usually quote this hadith, "Man ahya sunnati faqad ahyani." A person who has made a sunnat alive has made me alive. Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in this world to establish that lifestyle. So whoever is making that sunnat is making the mission of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam alive. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes clearly in a hadith, Bukhari Sharif's riwayat, "I'm not sent as a tajir in this world. And I'm not sent to accumulate wealth. I'm sent to make the tasbih of Allah. And to remember Allah." So Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't come to as a businessman and to accumulate wealth in this. He came for a mission. And whoever makes a sunnat alive is making that mission alive. So he has made the mission of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life was for his mission. So he has made Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a person, how many times we think a close person pass away, I wish I could be given a miracle and I could say or do something and bring him back to life. Yeah, you're getting the opportunity of making Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So man ahya sunnati faqad ahyani, wa man ahyani faqad ahabbani. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam declares that person has made love to me. Wa man ahabbani fakana ma'i fil jannah. And a person who has made love to me is not only to be in jannat, how great, but we will be with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in jannat. How many people with our ulterior motives when we go with travel with mashayikh, then we want to be right next to them, especially on their dastarkhan. We got the niyat that we want to make khidmat, but we know that the food first going to come here, and the best is going to come here. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, once he, Shaykh Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, was invited somewhere. Those people prepared something very special, badam, almonds, grounded very, very fine, mixed with water, with milk, pure milk and cream, and a very delicious and very healthy dish was prepared. And especially for Hazrat, and they put it for Hazrat. So Hazrat took little bit, then one dihati was there, he started one way, eating from there. So Hazrat said, these people, they told that it's for me especially, you just going on wild. So he says, for barakat. So Hazrat said, the dar also I took from, there's no barakat in the dar. I ate from the vegetables also, there's no barakat in there also. Barakat only in this dish here. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says, and what journey of his to India, Mawla Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali put one person, Mawla Abrar al-Haq's murid, could travel with Hazrat Hakim Sahib. You'll benefit tremendously. And he needed it, his life was quite a bit out. And he was a very jolly and easy-going person. And it happened every night, his bed used to be next to Hazrat's. And they became very friendly also. So Hazrat's one famous poem, Unse milne ki yahi ek raah hai, unke milne walo se raah paida karo. If you want to get connected to Allah, get connected with Allah wala, and you'll get connected to Allah. And that's also the mazmoon of a hadith. It comes in a hadith, Inna Allah yanzuru ila qulubil arifin. Allah continuously looks at the hearts of his, of the awliya, his beloved ones. Whose muhabbat Allah finds in there, then Allah makes direct muhabbat with those people. So for us, till we haven't found Allah, to make direct muhabbat with Allah is very hard. But to make muhabbat with some Allah wala is very easy. And the minute you make muhabbat and your muhabbat comes in his heart, and Allah sees he loves you, Allah will make direct muhabbat with you. So that's a very easy, so Hazrat used to say this poem. So with that person, he changed the poem a little bit. And he said, Murghi khane ki yahi ek raah hai. Murghi khane walo se raah paida karo. That if you want to have chicken all the time, for breakfast, for lunch, for supper, all the time, and the big fat legs of the chicken, and the big fat breast of the chicken if you want. Somebody likes chicken legs, somebody likes breast of the chicken. So they love that. So those who love all that, then you go sit by the sheikh, it comes there first. All the time it comes there first. So if that is your niyat, our sheikh say, phir sirf murghi milegi. Or agar Allah maqsood ho, to murghi bhi milegi. Or murghi khali ke murghi bhi milegi. You'll get the chicken also, and the creator of chicken also you'll get if your niyat is clean. So anyway, by following sunnat, a person won't only get jannat, he'll get ma'iyat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in jannat. What a jannat to be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is all on sunnat, but we don't pay much attention, and to do it consciously. Alhamdulillah, many of us, we step out of the masjid with the left leg, step in with the right, and mashallah, how many students, it makes us so happy, we see when we're sitting here in the morning, by mistake they stepped out with the right leg. Then they come in again, and they step out with the right leg. There is a very good sign. So consciously that sunnat, this is the sunnat of my nabis. And we should have that attitude of sunnat, that atruku sunnat habibi lihaulai al-humaqa, that the world go to wherever they want to, but I won't give up the sunnat of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But that honor of the sunnat, that is also very important. So we should try and bring sunnats into our lives also. One very, very, so for that, that kitab, Pyari Sunnat, giving it out. So the beautiful sunnats of our beautiful Nabi, of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is available, small pocket size. And this Hazrat, Allah gave Hazrat this sa'adat, this great honor. Many other mashayikh have prescribed for their murids Hazrat's kitab, that in your daily ma'amulat to read from there. So many big mashayikh of India, of Pakistan, they use Hazrat's kitab and they put it in their ma'amulat. And it's a small pocket size. But alhamdulillah, so we must have one. Everyone must have one. And every day make ta'aleem of one sunnat for 1 week in the family. Eating time, just one sunnat. Next day, repeat it. Third day, ask the son, ask the daughter, ask the wife. Make muzakra of it. It will become alive. And that will be enough muzakra to bring it into our lives, to put the love of the sunnah and to make it alive also. And it won't take half a minute also. But I know who our sheikh says with a very sore heart, kaun amal karta hai? Hamari zimme hai kehne ko, hum kehte rahenge. Lekin kaun amal karta hai? That nobody makes amal. See that how many years we coming, who of us are reading sunnat kitab? Who of us are making the ta'alim of it? Very, very, very. If we do it for 2-3 days, in our mind it comes, I'm doing it since 20 years. I'm very pabund on it. We get so quickly fooled with this little bit of our things. Just do it for a few days. I'm very regular with it. What is a punctuality? Istiqamat, Allahu Akbar. Istiqamat is a very great thing. So the sunnah. And one kitab on seerah, the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is not vitamins. It's not fertilizer for the things that grow. It will make our iman and make our deen. How strong. The seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will bring the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how we will enjoy it. So this is very, very important. Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. What I wanted to speak today, that was a whole subject, but we just stop it there. And that we are now right almost at the end of Ramadan. Inshallah, we all have tried also whatever ibadat. And the object was not ibadat really. Many of us feel and we made ibadat is taqwa, to bring a change in our lives. And tawbah, istighfar, and this means that our past life, tawbah is istighfar. For the future, tawbah. That I promise I'm not going back to all those things. And we try our utmost. And Allah, Allahu Akbar, is so merciful. Now Allah Ta'ala, our Shaykh, Da'amat Barakatuhum, many, many places, if they want to give you, do your work, then they give you the application form. Otherwise, they don't just give you. So Allah gave us the application form in the Quran Sharif, which is proof that Allah wants to accept. In fact, Allah Ta'ala said, Ud'uni astajib lakum. You make dua, I will accept your dua. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. Those who have got pride of making my ibadat, and yeah, it means making, asking of me, making dua of me. Then Allah Ta'ala, there is great warning for those people. So we should ask, we should be humbling ourselves and beg of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has given us how many formulas to ask of Allah for forgiveness. And when Allah has given those formulas, we just have to use them. In other words, guaranteed Allah is going to accept our tawbah. Allah loves to forgive. Allah enjoys to forgive. It's just for us in the asking. How many times the child did so much wrong, won something. We are not giving, the child is stubborn. We say, just ask maaf. Just say maaf. And many times also, then they change the word of maaf also. That small child also has got so much of stubbornness in it that it doesn't want to stay. Our son Abdul Rahman, youngest son, when he was small, many times he used to, his mother should say, say Toba, and he used to get angry. Then when he doesn't want to say Khoba, Khoba. But Toba, he won't want to say Toba. He changed the word. The Jews also did that. They change it, but just ask Allah Ta'ala sincerely. Humble ourselves to Allah and see Allah will accept. So for example, one mazmoon which Hazrat Muhammad mazmoon, many of our friends, Hazrat Khulafa, we make bayan, but we don't say it's Hazrat mazmoon. We say we direct from Ruhul Ma'ani we got. That we know Ruhul Ma'ani, we studied it. And that person, that is now, what? Plagiarism. That you steal from somebody else. Hazrat's work and amount of barakat. I remember very long ago, I just had come from India with Jamaat, we were traveling, we were in India, Haji Bhai Padi, all the big people of Durban, and I just in the bayan took the names of our buzurgs. One person came, he was so happy, he said, just the names of these buzurgs has put Noor, and Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, it's written, Muhaqqiq like Maulana Thanvi, you take any buzurg's name, and your heart becomes full of Noor immediately. So taking your Shaykh's name, and from who you got, this should be an honor. But how many of us, we like to pass it off as our work, our tahqiq, our research, our mutala. No, it's who you got it from. And Allah's fazal, how many of our friends ask that, how do you remember this buzurg? What I remember from which buzurg? As far as I can, I try and acknowledge it. And with this yaqeen that Allah will give me a lot of dur and barakat in that. And to try and boast and try and blow your trumpet, which is not your trumpet also. And you try and blow that trumpet, what is the use of that? You're just making yourself more base and more humiliated in the eyes of Allah. So there is Hazrat's mazmoon. وَعَفُوا عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah gave us the subject matter very briefly, that وَعَفُوا عَنَّا. Oh Allah, one of the names of Allah is Afwa. اللهم إنك عفو. Afwa, that is the name of. And what does that mean? The one who rubs out, who destroys your records in the Supreme Court, your records in the Constitutional Court, in the High Court of the country. When Allah makes you maaf, all that records, files are destroyed. No more, nothing, anywhere are those files kept. Allah destroyed them. And whenever we commit a guna, even good deed, but we are speaking of gunas at this moment, and whenever there are four witnesses immediately on that guna, one is the piece of ground. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. Every piece of ground has got a full record of what happened on it. And today it's not difficult to understand. You give your credit card somewhere, you get your slip, date, time, to the second it is there. Which shop, by who, which cashier, which number till, everything is recorded there. When insan could do this, Allah's records. And Allah has taught this, everywhere, whichever piece of ground, whatever a person has done, guna, it is recorded immediately. And then, secondly, with the parts of the body. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلِيهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَرْجُلَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. The parts of the body will speak. Whatever action we do, the fingertips, the palms, the lips, the tongue, the ears, the eyes, full record is kept of everything, specific, properly, with every moment and what we had done. We are talking of gunas for this purpose now, but even goods, all are recorded there. The third is kiraman katibin. They are recording everything also, every action. And then Allah has got an accounting system which the world will never reach till there. Yeah, also we post from the cash book to the ledger, ledger to the journal, and then we check if everything is right. Then your balance sheet must come out, your trial balance has to come out right, if you did your posting right. So that ground posters to the Nama-e Amal. And then that is checked with the parts of the body, whether the two entries are corresponding. And that again now, it is checked against Kiram and Katibin, their record. That all three records, is it right? Yes, it is now. Now it comes down into Nama-e Amal. And everything of ours is recorded there. But the minute a person says, what the proper essence of it, wa'afu anna, oh Allah, you rub out all this. Allah Himself, and it comes the hadith. And this is the beauty of studying sarf and that the sigha that is used here, that Allah does not instruct the malaika to rub out and destroy those files. Allah Himself. And the muhaddithin have written so that the malaika, the angels also don't have a favor on us. And they say, I destroyed your file. I did you that favor. Give me 50 rand. Farishta is not going to ask 50 rand, 5,000 rand. But the favor also Allah did not keep on us. How kind is not Allah. What your whole life's gunas, 100 years of kufr and shirk and whatever, the worst type of gunas. But you sincerely, and this is what we have to ask now at the end. This is itqum minan nar, the last thing. Wa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you are afwa. You destroy all our records. And Allah said Himself that He destroys it. So wa'afu anna. Now your records are finished. No more. Now finish. End of the story. No. Allah arhamur rahimin. Waghfir lana. When the records are finished, destroyed, what is now waghfir lana? Forgive us. Finish. No more records now. Now what must you ask for forgiveness? But what does waghfir lana Allama Alusi, which our Shaykh Damat Barakat, what great man. And we haven't got the time to go. But where did Allama Alusi become Alusi? When he became Murid, he was a Allama. And he was Mufassir al-Quran, Mufti al-Baghdad. What a position. But when he became the Murid of Shah Ghulam Ali, the Khalifa of Mirza Jane Jana Rahmatullahi, and that's a long story. When he became the murid of Shah Khalid Kurdi, who became the murid of Shah Ghulam Ali, who was the murid and Khalifa of Hazrat Mirza Jane Jana, then Allah opened all this inside things of his. Then what is waghfir lana? Bisatril qabih wa idharil jameel. That now, O Allah, you have forgiven me. But in the people's mind, oh, I'm such an evil person, then Allah buries that. We are such, we look for the faults of other people. A husband is looking for the faults of his wife, going in her cell phone all the time. Wife in the husband's cell phone, what messages are here? Who's phoning him? But Allah is such, he buries our evil. Allah doesn't make it known. Allah doesn't look for our faults. Allah buries our faults. And like for example, for Fuzail ibn Iyaz, Malik ibn the history, how many buzurgs? But how Allah is, but for only Allah make us maaf, for necessity we have to speak of their past. Otherwise their past is not known to anyone. And to everyone they are so great buzurgs. And then Allah has buried your evil. Allah destroyed the files. Allah buried the evil. And then وَبِسَتْرِ الْقَبِيحِ وَإِذْهَارِ الْجَمِيلِ. And oh Allah, now you make whatever little good I do, make it known. Oh, everyone, he's big buzurg, he's a big person, he's a very pious person. Allah puts it in the heart. Now Allah starts showing people dreams about you. Your history, your files, Allah destroyed all your gunas. Allah buried your evil. Your evil is there, but Allah buried it. Now Allah brings on the tongues of the people, oh, very big buzurg, very great person, du'as, how these du'as get accepted, how this Allah puts it in the hearts of the people. Now people got aqeedat of you, please Hazrat, make du'a for us, this matter, that matter, it's all Allah's fazl. This is when we ask for Allah for forgiveness. When we say these words, wa'afu anna, what things are on wa'afu anna, wa'afir lana. And then, now it's finished. Now finish. Maafi also, your evil is buried. Allah has made you known amongst the people. You don't forget your history. Allah is making ahsan and making known to everyone that you're a great buzurg now. But don't you think you're a great buzurg. You know what you are. And your history, you can't wipe it off. It's the memory, you cannot wipe it off. It's there. You know what evil things you have done and what you are. And what you're still doing. What filth is in your heart, in your mind, you know what you are. Then Allah Ta'ala in front, Warhamna. Now what is the meaning of Warhamna when Allah has done already so much? What is the meaning? Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali, our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum taught us, Warhamna, ay tafadhal alayna bifununil ala. Tafadhal, fadl, what in Afrikaans, those who can understand, you are South Africans, bansela. That what you do, just for nothing something. Just runga in Urdu. Just for nothing, that little extra that you give, for nothing. So, O Allah, you make tafaddal. Tafaddal alayna. Be fununil afunun jama. Is the jama of fun. Ala, your ni'mats. Of all your ni'mats, the plural of all your ni'mats, you shower them on us. Let it come down like torrents. Allah Himself is saying, this is just the tafsir, but it's kalamullah. That Allah is telling us, you ask, I want to do this for you. Now torrents of Allah's rahmat in the plural, Allah says, ma'a istihqaqina bi afaninil iqab. We were actually worthy. There was funun, which is jama. Ye is afanin muntahal jumu'ah. The great plural. Arabic has got a great plural. Not only a plural, singular and plural, but singular, dual, plural, and a great plural Arabic has got. So, O Allah, that we were really worthy of the worst types of punishment. And just think what we have done. If Allah had to, Allah Ta'ala, how He covers our faults. If He had to open our faults, wallah, our wives won't accept us at home. Our children will spit in our face. They will punch and kick us, our own children, for what we are and what our condition is. We are worthy of the worst humiliation and disgrace in this world. Allah's azab from all sides had to be knocking us left, right and center. But Allah, arhamur rahimin. And we have done all those gunas. We know what we are, what we have done. But Allah Ta'ala now, that in spite of us being worthy of the worst punishments, وَتَفَضَّلْ عَلَيْنَا بِفُنُونِ الْعَلَىٰ. Send your mercies on us in torrents. Let it come down upon us. And now there's three words here. وَعَفُ عَنَّا. No, zamir is zahir. That أَنْتَ تَعَفُ عَنَّا. Anta taghfir lana. It is hidden in there. One student who was studying his kitab Nahwa, so the ustad explained him that sometimes, like for example, you tell somebody see, but what are you saying? You see, but you don't say it. It is mustatar. It is hidden. Shuf, anta tashuf. Re, anta, you look, but you don't say the word. So the ustad explained it is hidden in the word. So that student was such a simple-minded that now Ustad never speaks. It must be hidden in the word. So he scratched the word. That where is that hidden, the zamir, the pronoun? That you, where is it, anta? Scratching, 10, 20 pages he found anta. On another page, oh, now Ustad, he never lies. He's very true. It was hidden very deep down. I had to dig a lot. But it was there. It wasn't hidden anywhere. So in this three sigas here, wa'afu anna, wa'afir lana, wa'rahamna, no direct communication. Because we in this world of sin, we are in darkness. We are in zulmat we are. But now when we have now finished, all records of are destroyed. Allah has buried our evil, made our good known to everyone. And Allah is now showering torrents of Allah's rahmat. Though we don't forget what we are. I'm that filthy, dirty, useless person. Worst type of sins I have forgiven. Now we have come out of that. Anta Mawlana. Now the zamir is zahir. That you are our Mawlana. Hey, Sayyiduna wa mutawalliyu umurina. You are our Mawla. You are our friend. Na'mal Mawla wa na'mal Nasir. There is no Mawla better than Allah. No helper than what a friend Allah is. What na'mal Mawla. What a friend. Yeah, in this world you can have good friends. But Allah, what a friend is Allah. Na'mal Mawla anta Mawlana. Now is the time you have made now direct connection with Allah Ta'ala. You came out of your zulmat, out of your darkness, out of your evil. So let that be our condition now. That Ramzan, first 10 days was maghfirat. Second 10 days, rahmat. And the last 10 days, itqu minan nar. The last night of Ramadan, which perhaps is tonight, khatme Quran also, the odd night also, the last night, and the prize giving night is the Eid night. That's another night. But the last night of Ramzan has got its own virtues. So now with this du'as, let us turn to Allah Ta'ala. That Ya Allah, now come out of that darkness. Now we have come into the light of Allah Ta'ala. Anta Mawlana. Now is the time. Fansurna alal qawmil kafirin. We are all the time that Ya Allah, destroy the kafirs. Oh Allah, no, don't destroy them. Make them Muslims, oh Allah. And those who are adamant, let them be. But you make us superior. You make us over them. Let us overpower them, O Allah. A person who reads Surah Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, Shahid Allah, in Qulillahumma, after Faraz namazes, and which Faraz have got sunnats, it means after the sunnat. One of the four great virtues, Allah will make this person protect him from his enemies, and not only protect him, Allah will make him overpower his enemies. So there, now, when we do all these things, now, Uden fansurna alal qawmil kaf. But we are living like kafirin ourselves. Our lifestyle is like kafirin. Our thinking is like kafirin. The sports of the kafirin is our sports. Their fashion is our fashion. Their brand names are our brand names. Everything of this. Now what we are asking Allah fansurna. Let this be reality. Wa'afu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna. Forget our wrong past, our life. Make toba, make istighfar. Throw it far away. It's the dirt and filth. Then come in the light of Allah. Anta Mawlana. For now, fansurna ala al-qawmil kafirin. Help us on the kafirin. And in the kafirin, our worst enemies are nafs and shaitan, the first enemies. So Allah will help us over them also. Allah will help us over the kafirin also. This reality, now towards the end of Ramadan, let this, usually what happens, al-ibratu bil-khawateen. The real lesson is how things come at the end, not how we make it, how it comes. What our attitude will be. If that is now, oh, finished, 30 days I take off, I'm tired of it, I'm going home now, out of this jail, I'm going to be out here again. And this musibat of Ramzan is off my head now, no more rozas for another 11 months, that's not a good sign. But if it comes, yeah, what a month is gone, I couldn't make qadr. We all know if a guest comes to our house, and at the end, if we say, hey, it's good you're going, man. You have a problem. The 2 weeks you stayed by us, oh, we were upset all. Poor guest house. But if you say, I couldn't fulfill your rights. You are leaving, I'm so sad you are leaving. That guest feels nice. So Ramzan is our guest, guest sent by Allah Ta'ala. And what a guest. And it isn't what our tongues we make, what is in our heart. That if we see what the guest Ramzan was. And in the heart, that it was an honor, not it was a burden, Ramzan. Had to be getting, our sleep wasn't getting finished. I couldn't do our work. Now it's Taraweeh. Now it's this. Now collector's line is here. I can't do it to see to my work. Ramzan get finished, this collector's also, this musibat will go. And this will go, and that will go. No, that's not a good sign. So now at the end, what our condition is. So let it be like this, that we make tawbah of our past life. Like a snake also changes its skin. Other animals also. Let us also change our skin now. Let us, this past of ours, throw it away. And go now into the new year, into a new life now. Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that if you spend your life like Ramzan, that's if you observe Ramzan properly, then your maut will come like Eid. Like you spend your Ramzan, Eid comes for everyone. Those who didn't keep Roza also going to make Eid. And everyone. But those who spend their Ramzan properly, Eid is for those people. And then if you spend your life properly like that, when your maut will come, wallah, there will be absolutely no fear. Once I told our Shaykh Damat Barakatum that maut I'm fearing. He says, don't make bad gumani on Allah Ta'ala. If you have become the friend of Allah, Allah is not that friend that at the time you need Him the most, He'll leave you not only in the lurch, but He'll leave you to shaitan. Allah will never. Shaitan won't come anywhere near you. We just have to build our friendship. Allah, ni'mal mawla, ni'mal nasir. What a friend is Allah. Allah won't leave us at the time of maut, but if we made friends with Allah, we became His friends. Then inshallah maut will come like Eid. We will enjoy maut. As we are hearing how many qissas. May Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. Sunnats are very important. Our durood sharif, our istighfar, our zikr, tilawat of Quran. At the beginning we discussed, we tried, whether we remember. But now don't put the Quran sharif away. That for 12 months now, 11 months, we're not even going to touch the Quran Sharif. And Quran Sharif is not only when somebody dies, now we take out and it's for the living people. More than for the dead, Quran is for the living people. Quran Sharif is for barakat, no doubt, but it is much more than barakat also. We have to bring it into our lives. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.